You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, we did a Darting Across Connecticut in Middletown. I had a great time. I have two nieces who go to Wesleyan University, so I've been there a bunch to watch sporting events and to visit. And my brother and sister both graduated from Wesleyan, so I've been going to Middletown since the mid '80s. And it's a small city with a pretty vibrant but very eclectic, diverse university there. And it's had its struggles and it's had its great moments too. And Ben Florensheim was the mayor, young mayor, and seemed like up and coming political figure. And then he suddenly resigned, and the city was left without a mayor. And Gina Serra stepped in, and he's the interim mayor. And he's, I think, going to run for a full 4-year term at the age of 74. And he's the man now, but he's a man who's been serving that community for a long, long time. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. We had Andre Drummond on a couple weeks ago, and we talked about him, showing up at your swearing in. That must have been pretty cool.
It was incredibly cool. I'm honored to have Andre as a student of mine at the middle school, and we were great buds, but I was his principal, and I had to run the show the way I thought I had to. And he told me later on in life, I learned a lot from you, boss. So I appreciate that very much.
It's always fascinating. I mean, it's not just an athletic ability or a size of a body that makes someone that successful. Yeah. They have to have other components. Did you see something in him at that age? Did you see something that thought maybe that guy could be that kind of guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The more I reflect on it, the more he was a middle schooler, and, he was a middle school kid who liked to have middle school fun, and, had to be guided and taught about, having discipline and goals in life and all the things that we as teachers and administrators have to help kids with. And I always took that very, 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 it was very important in my job. And so he recognized that. Sometimes you're amazed the kids pay attention,
Yeah, but you don't know what they hear. We're with Mayor Gina Serra from Middletown. How's it going for you since you stepped into the spot?
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be able to serve my community in this role. It is an honor to do so, and I'm in it 1,000% to do the best I can. I was the president of the council prior to this, and on the council for a long time, and board of ed chair before that for two terms, so pretty familiar with the community, and so I understand its strengths, its weaknesses, and my job is to continue to help the city improve. So that's where I am.
Well, let's talk about the strengths. Let's talk about the strengths and weaknesses for a second. Now that you've you've already had your head under the hood to some degree, but what do you think? Give me something that's a really big challenge right now, and give me one thing that's going really well.
Sure, glad to. I took over during a tax collection season. July bills are due, and prior to that, people are getting ready to pay and so forth. And the long lines at City Hall, people coming in to pay their taxes. And I recognize, suddenly and deeply that our residents, like all residents across the state, are struggling economically. Taxes are a burden and to many of our residents. And I understand that. And I listen to the stories, and I understand that spending is so so critical how we do that, how we become more efficient, how we respond more effectively to concerns. I think sometimes the city's too slow on how it responds to concerns. Determined to make that better. I've seen evidence of that, and you know, that's on the concern side. On the positive side, you know, Middletown's is uniquely placed right now. I guess every mayor says that, but you know, Middletown is on the edge of some major changes with Route 9, with our infrastructure, rebuilding of the riverfront, you know, all of that, with our parking arcade that's right around the corner, pedestrian bridge that would take us over to the riverfront. So, you know, the stars are lining up real well for Middletown. It's incredible, magnificent. Main Street is still thriving. So that's the positive side, you know, but we have to manage it well. You know, these are not easy times.
Right? Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right now, economically.
Yeah, you know, and you know, to comment on this, I want to ask you about the university in a second, but I'm amazed that, you know, and it's honestly, there have been thoroughfares next to rivers since the colonials came here. It makes total sense.
Of course.
But there are all these man-made barriers that inhibit, you know, the maximum economic enjoyment. I mean, look at Hartford. If we could have put those stupid highways underground or around it, how much better would that city be? If you could access the waterfront so much more easily, how great would that resource be? And it still can be, but those are huge challenges. Well, and Main Street, listen, like I said, my two nieces are there, and there's great food options. There's still some empty spaces, and it's a big Main Street. I mean, it's not a small Main Street. I'm curious about your relationship with the university, because obviously it's, you know, it's 2,500, 3,000 students, a lot of economic, you know, that's a nice thing to have in your backyard for your local economy.
Yeah, absolutely. Wesleyan University is an important a variable and an asset to our community in so many ways. They bring in, you know, guests and students that thrive in our community and flourish, go on to do things around the country, and some stay and become residents here, like our former mayor. So it's an incredible asset to our community. And I saw that, you know, clearly as a principal for 31 years in Middletown. I had interns there all the time working in our schools. The kids want to get involved in our community. It isn't just, they just don't want to be students at the university. They want to be involved, and you have to provide opportunities for them. So, yes, it's a tremendous asset for our community. And we have to make it better. We have to connect more with them, reach out.
Mr. Mayor, congratulations. You know, listen, I'm 53, and days I don't have a lot of energy to do this show, man. You got to be living a healthy life to be bringing it. And I think a lot of people are happy to see you in that, in that position. And I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Yeah, great. I appreciate the call very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Gene Nocera, the new mayor of Middletown.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.